God has called Christians to participate with Him in His extraordinary plan for redemption. And He has given us a tremendous amount of help for our endeavors. We have Jesus as our King and example. We're empowered and gifted by the Holy Spirit. And we have God's ear in prayer, even though we sometimes forget to rely on that tremendous blessing. Why is it important for Christians to pray?
I think the reason why prayer is so important is that it creates the very kind of relationship with God that Christianity is intended to foster. When we pray, we are talking with God, listening to what God has to say to us, and then responding to what we hear. And that's the basis for the relationship. And that's really what God wants for us, is to have a relationship. As we get closer to God through prayer, we also find ourselves getting closer to each other at the same time. So prayer is a great enhancement to that kind of fellowship and community. Prayer is also important for us as believers because it's through prayer that we discern the will of God. Jesus in the Gospel of John, about 10 times, not literally, but in principle, talks about the difference between His work and His works. His works are the things that we all have to do, the things we've written down in our PDAs or our day timers. Those are the things we're going to do at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we go home at the end of the day. But His work was to pay attention to the Father. About 10 times He says, you know, I only do what I see the Father doing. I only say what the Father tells me to say. Where did He get that? Well, I believe He got that in prayer. It was in that communion with the Father, where He saw the Father's will and He heard the Father's words, and that then became His discernment out of which He spoke and acted. So prayer is that way of knowing that what we say and do is connected to something more than just, you know, our latest good idea or whatever it happens to be. Prayer is the means of power. The prophet Zechariah said, it's not by might or by power, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord. And I think that's so important for us. Prayer is the way that when I say help, or when I say thanks, which are the two primary forms of prayer, you know, need help or express gratitude. When I do either of those two things, then that's an acknowledgement that I'm not at the center anymore. Someone else is at the center, empowering me, directing me, guiding me, teaching me, helping me, preserving, protecting, whatever it may be. Prayer is very important for us because it takes us out of the center, puts God at the center, and helps us to discern what it is that God wants us to do. And that all of that we've just said leads us really to a time of humility. When we give thanks to God that we aren't the masters of our fate and we're not the captains of our soul, that God is. E. Stanley Jones once said, yourself in your own hands is a problem and a pain, but yourself in God's hands is a power and a potential. And so God gives us prayer to get ourselves out of our own hands and into God's hands.